Hello, and welcome to How to Not Lose at Poker. This is Jim Chesbro.
Well, Clark's going to make a little guest appearance here, and he's going to talk about Running Bad. Let's hear it, Clark.
My friend Jim Chesbro, who authors this podcast, and I were discussing Running Bad. As I sit here and talk into my recorder, this month has not been too kind to either one of us. This is particularly frustrating after coming off two stellar months. He asked me to weigh in on the subject. And boy, oh boy, is it ever easy to be a poker player when you sit down and start hitting sets against big overpairs when you know your opponent will never fold? You raise early with ace-king suited. And hit the nut flush and start shoveling chips into the pot and you get called down all the way. Then you hit every 15 outer, and when a fish donk bets into you, you can raise them all in and you hit. But yep, boy, oh boy, poker is so easy then, right? I used to say 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Stacks turn into mountains, bankrolls grow, and you see your hourly just go off the chart. You know, there's only two problems with this. First, I see sloppy play. And then when we do have sloppy play, it gets masked up by winning. And second, we don't learn very much in those situations, right? So then all of a sudden, the tide turns. And boy, let me tell you, it will. It always does. Your pairs never turn into sets. And when they do, they either don't get you either don't get paid, or the board gets scary straight, or it gets flushed away. And then they're set under set, right? This does not happen when we're running good. It's always the other way around. Boy, oh boy, why do these things happen? Well, in one word, it's variance. And variance is why we start running bad. If we play correctly and study with our range charts, adjust to the table for aggressive or weak players, we should always run good all the time, right? No, variance does not allow that. As I speak, I am down three buy-ins for the month at my favorite game in Las Vegas. Tell that to any seasoned pro and you'll not get a lot of sympathy. They might say, is that all? Buckle up, buttercup. Move on. Why? They understand variance. It's simply the nature of the game. If you play long enough, it will happen to you. It happens to everybody. It's unavoidable. So, now, here's the good news. We come out of it. The tide turns, and the variance turns our way, but only if we stay with our tried and true principles. Keep your study regimen. Put money in the pot when we are supposed to and correct amount. Do not play scared. Another thing, take care of your mind, your body. Continue to eat right. Exercise. Do not put in extra long sessions just trying to get the money back all in 1 week. Let the game come to you, so to speak. Can you have a night where everything turns and you recoup a good share of your losses quickly? Sure, just don't plan for that outcome. When you do take a beat, this is important now, when you do take a beat, and this will happen if you're running good or bad, avoid tilt. We all are subject to it. Get up, walk it off, gather your thoughts, get some air, come back and focus. When the downswing comes, look at your records and always see, this too shall pass. And at the same time, when you're running good, like the poker gods have blessed only you, remember, this too shall pass. It's simply unavoidable variance.
Okay, thanks, Clark. Appreciate that. Yeah, we're going to get through this month together. The only things I really want to add about running bad is to reiterate what Clark said. You have to stay in the moment. You have to realize that the luck is irrelevant and you have to play your A game or try to play your A game all the time. It's easy to go on tilt and play hands that you don't normally play. It's easy to make minute mistakes and get crucified for them. Normally, you don't complete in the small blind with queen-jack offsuit, but now all of a sudden you are, and then you flop a jack, you overvalue your hand, you don't believe the guy that shoved all in, so you call and he's got a set of fours, that kind of stuff. You really have to watch yourself. You have to double and triple question every decision you make when you're really running bad. And if you're super frustrated and tilty, you shouldn't even be playing poker. You should study poker. and don't go back to the casino or the home game, wherever you're playing, until you feel good about your game. Talk to a winning player. Get some confidence again. Go down in stakes. If you normally play 2-5, play the big 1-3 game. If you normally play 1-3, play the small 1-2 game, and so on and so on. Play limit. Play a tournament. Something to mix things up, because you need to stay fresh and positive. Another way to look at it is, like, this happens to everybody, because in the long run, there's nobody that's luckier than you are. You have to believe that. This is a little different from seeing Chris Moneymaker get lucky and win, I don't know, what did he win, $3.5 million when he won it? Yeah, he got lucky in a tournament, and you could say there's luck in poker in that sense, but that's short-term luck. He played one tournament and he won. But we're talking on this program about cash games. And cash games are thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of hands over time. Nobody's going to run better than you. Like, you know what I like to say? Doyle Brunson has not been a poker professional for 60 years or whatever it is because he's luckier than the next guy. No, he's playing better than the next guy. That's why he's a professional for all those years and a proven winner. It's so easy. I mean, even I can run into it. My friend Clark can run into it. You can say things like, I'm just the unluckiest guy in this room. Why am I running? All these other people are winning. Look at this fish. He's been here for 2 weeks. He's up $7,000, he tells me. And he actually might be up $7,000. He got lucky in 2 weeks. But the problem is, you just can't think that you're luckier or unluckier. It doesn't work like that. Our job is to constantly say, luck doesn't matter. Got to play good. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to stick to my guns. I'm going to stick to my rules. I'm not going to let luck affect my play. A lot of what I'm saying comes from experience. You need to attempt to do what we're talking about in this podcast. Will you fail with it? There's a good chance, if you don't have a lot of hours at the table, I mean thousands of hours at the table, you're going to fail, but you have to keep trying. This is the road to success. So, for example, let's say you have a bad hand and it really affects you. It's hard to get used to saying the word tilt, but you are tilting. When you're sitting there with smoke coming out of your ears and your face is red, or you would imagine it might be red because that's how you feel. You're super frustrated because the guy rivered you again. He had no business calling $200 with a flush draw, but he did, and he hit the river, and you paid him off, and you were just steaming. He did it again, and you're frustrated. Oh, my God, you just want to. Okay, and it doesn't even have to be that severe. Get up, walk away from the table. Go outside, go have some lunch. Talk to a friend, make a phone call, and think about this podcast and clear your head before you go back to the table, because that's the scariest part. It's so easy. Everybody's done it. I've done it. Clark's done it. Every good player, Doyle Brunson, has done it. You get frustrated, but let's call it what it is. You're tilting. You make bad decisions and you lose more money. You spew your money. Go home if you need to. In other words, if you can't play proper poker, don't play the next hand. Stop yourself. It's hard to do. Everything I'm saying here is hard. I'm just telling you the way it works. This is where you're going to be ultimately if you become a successful poker player. So as Clark mentioned, you're going to run good and run bad. Well, you know what that means when you put it all together? That's right. You're going to run like everyone else. Average. So in other words, I'm oversimplifying to make a point. I already said this was hard, but in other words, you're going to get your run good and you're going to get your run bad. And they're both normal and they will happen. So ultimately, what I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you're running good. Don't be too happy. It doesn't matter when you're running bad. Don't be too sad. Don't be worried. If you are a winning poker player, you're going to get the money in the end. So that's why the only thing that matters is our skill level. We need to constantly work on our skill level. In fact, that's the only thing we should be working on or concerned with, because ultimately That's what's going to make you the money. The run good and run bad is it's just what we call noise. It's noise on the chart. It's meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. There's no reason to look at it. Hey, buddy, I've been running terrible. Your buddy should say, so what? Really, because it doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? But I can't win a hand. It's been 10 days. I haven't flopped a set. I haven't stacked some. I haven't even made a flush in 10 days. Can you believe that? Your friend's answer should be, yeah, I believe that. And you know what? You might make 7 flushes in 2 days next week. It's gonna even out. Okay, so I think we pretty much summed it up. Don't worry about luck. There's no such thing as far as the way you have to look at poker. You'll drive yourself crazy worrying about luck. We're going to look at your graph. You're going to talk to your friends. Everything, luck, luck, luck. I'm running good. I'm running bad. Listen. Worry more about what you're going to do with your pocket jacks when Fred makes it 13. That's way more important than how you are running. In fact, we're going to say it like it is, right, Clark? It's irrelevant how you're running. All you care about is how to play your aces, how to play your jacks, how to play a flop set, how to play, oh, I flopped a flush. What am I supposed to do when I flop a flush? That's right. Worry about that. Don't worry about running good or running bad. Okay, folks, that's it. Thanks a lot, Clark. We'll see you next time.
Well, thanks for listening. That's going to wrap things up for today. Please keep in touch. You can send me a voicemail at my email address. That would be great. And we'll see you next time. My email address is chesbro@gmail.com. That's spelled C-H-E-S-E-B-O-R-O-U-G-H.